Hello. So today I'm going to take you straight through into building confidence and trust within yourself. I think this is so pivotal for the whole theme of this podcast and living intentionally. And I think when we are being able to live intentionally, we have to have, you know, the capability and the ability to look within ourselves and know ourselves so deeply that we trust ourselves enough to try new things, to live in a way where we're going to piss off other people most likely, or trigger other people, but knowing that you can come back to yourself and trust within yourself to be able to basically handle anything that life throws at you irregardless, and knowing that you will be fine on the other side of it. So today I have three main kind of themes or topics for you that we're going to end up going through, and how I have kind of also utilized them myself to be able to come into a place of feeling really confident within my own decisions and building that self-trust. And I think the most important thing is as well, like for me, I know that trusting in my own intuition, in my own ability to make decisions, was not always easy for me. I was always the person, and still sometimes now I catch myself doing it where, like, and I think this is coming from an upbringing where, you know, when you have someone really authoritative and taking over position and putting that importance on listening to, like, others or respecting others or always people pleasing and leading into others' decisions and not actually leading from your true self and leading from your own trust and intuition, you kind of get disconnected from your body and self and being like, okay, well, I actually don't really know or don't have an opinion because, like, let's just go with what you want. And it's so interesting when I can see it reflected to me now in other people, because I'm like, fuck, like, that's how I used to feel in that position. And I think it's just, it comes back to that place of, like, not wanting to upset someone else. So it's kind of a trauma response in that sense as well. But it's coming into not wanting to upset other people being happy and pleased in what the decision might be, and allowing them to take that out of control, out of your hands and out of your control, basically. And then, you know, then you're the one that's feeling resentful, angry, or upset, and not able to communicate your feelings properly because you've put the power of the decision in someone else's hands. So, like I was saying, this was definitely something that I had to build within myself and slowly, like, create that foundation where I knew I could come back into basically taking massive decisions within my life and knowing that I would still be able to back myself irregardless of whatever the circumstance or scenario was of the outcome. So yeah, I guess let's go straight through into them. I will probably end up chatting your ears off anyways, irregardless through them, because that is just me. But yeah, so the first one seems basic, but I want you to get to know yourself really deeply. So this is, like, I have a free workbook on my Stan store, which you can end up going to in my bio for the link, and I'll link it in here as well. But basically, it's just about getting to know yourself on a deeper level and, like, really questioning and asking yourself certain particular things about yourself. Because a lot of the time we are kind of, like, complacent or just in autopilot living life, and we're kind of like, yeah, this is who I think I am, but, like, we don't actually take the time to be like, who do I want to be? And, you know, are the things that I'm doing right now, are they a result of what I think I should be doing according to, like, my upbringing or my programming or society's expectations or my friends or my parents or whatever it is? And so, yeah, we don't actually take the time to, like, sit with ourselves and be like, okay, well, what would actually make me really fucking happy to, like, show up in the way that I want to? Like, what makes me feel really good, and how can I show up in that way daily? And so, yeah, this is about, like, stripping it all back and coming to back to basics, basically, so then you can come into a place of actually knowing who you are. Because if you don't know who you are, everything else, like, in your outer world is not going to fucking make sense, or you're just going to be living in a place where it is that unintentionality of being like, cool, this is my life, this is what's happening, I'm just here, and, like, almost, you know, sometimes potentially playing victim to it as well, because you're like, well, this is what I'm supposed to do, so, you know, this is my reality. And it's, again, giving that power to the outside external forces versus like taking that power inwards and being like, no, this is who I am. This is what I want. This is how I want to live, and like playing by that. And so, yeah, getting to know yourself deeply. This is going to be your core values. In terms of your core values, so these are going to be, say, if you look at your top four or five core values and where you basically fit these into your life. So for me, some of my top values is my family, my health, freedom, and financial security or abundance is kind of up there and within that. And they are really important to me because they're like the main, if you think of like your life as a movie, they're like the main key themes of what you would want that movie to live by. And so this is a really awesome way. Like if you don't know your core values and you're kind of just floating by, but you want to live in a life and a space that feels really intentional, this is like your perfect starting ground. Because by doing this, you can then go, okay, well, this is like how I envision or want to live my life. But like, how are you actually living it? Because like for me, right, and this is something that I always think about and play into. And for me, I feel like I've always been in the position where one of my core values has been my health and really prioritizing that and trying to, you know, make the best choices in terms of like even food choices for the kids and stuff and whatever. And no one's going to be perfect. Please don't think that you have to fucking obtain to like some highly ridiculous perfectionism level, because life, like, it's just wild sometimes. But in saying this, so like something for me within the last even like year or so health was really a high priority or the core value of mine. But when I actually wrote down the things that I was doing within my life that related to that, I realized that, you know, there was like energetic leaks almost in there, incongruency in the way in which I was living my life and in the way in which I wanted to actually show up. So obviously it was then impacting everything else outside of that as well. And I would go into like that frustration and kind of being like annoyed at myself, because I was like, okay, well, I'm valuing health, but then why am I like choosing these, making these choices that like make me feel shitty or crap at the end of the day? And it's not how I actually want to end up living. And so I think that, you know, it does take discipline sometimes as well to like lead into that. But the more aware of it you can be, being like, this is how I actually want to live, and living to those standards and ideals is like so important in getting to know the core foundation of like who we are. And so, yeah, going into this, I think being able to really reflect on who we are as a person as well is like so much of our even core beliefs, right? So might be particular ideas or things that we hold about ourselves, and kind of questioning whether they're true or not and where they've come from. Like for me, and this is the one that I'm really trying to work through now, and I think it's kind of tied in a bit with self-worth, but it's also knowing that and like giving myself enough love to know that I deserve more. So one thing that has held me back probably in the last few years, or that I have always been really like that slight, like little, when that little fucking inner critic goes off and it's like this and has like this little voice and you're just like, can you please piss off? So one thing that's always really come up for me has like been being a young mum. I feel like that society has this idea of young mums potentially being like, you know, not mature enough or not capable enough. And for me, I think that was another reason why I went into this perfectionism and like trying to prove myself as a young mum, because like I was like, well, like, no, I want to be the outlier to that. And I think that was also then tied in with like wanting to overperform and overachieve to prove my worth, which was something else that I had picked up, and like another core belief that I obviously had deeply ingrained with me. But yeah, so working through that has been really interesting. And I think like when we look at those core beliefs of like who we think we are, they can be really powerful, because they're essentially like, sometimes we're just like, it's like as if we've attached these ideas and stories to who we are, but We're just like living by them unconsciously in a way. So we can be really aware to them and go, okay, well, where's the fact in this, or where's the truth in this? And it really then like unpacks that belief. So we can come back into a place of being like, okay, well, if, you know, there's particular beliefs that I really want to believe about myself, what would they look like? How would they feel? What do I want them to be? So yeah, I think that is another thing that we can look into when we are looking at that, and making sure that we're showing up or being aware to those beliefs and making sure that it's not just coming from that past experience or conditioning, and, or, you know, even past words that people have said to us or anything like that. Because another belief of mine has been that I was too sensitive at one point. And now I know that me being able to hold empathy and really deep emotions can be really fucking powerful, and owning that and stepping into that truth of that for myself, versus like I've had people say to me before and like complain that I would cry so much, or like that I would get so moody about things or frustrated or blah, 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 whatever. And I think for me, like I'd said, I now know that being able to feel so deeply is my superpower. Is it partially sometimes maybe the hypervigilance of a trauma response to trying to figure out like what someone's energy or where they're at, because I can pick up on how people are feeling really easily. Yes, probably. But it also then gives me that ability and power to be a really deep listener and really feel into who a person is and be able to be with them, and also protecting my energy and my boundaries within that. But yeah, so I think if you're confident enough within yourself and building that trust within yourself, it goes back again to that you are able to take choices in life that might feel really scary to some people, but knowing that you can take them, and then that you will still have your own back at the end of the day anyway. So it's about like, I guess, resilience within that as well, in knowing that you can bounce back from whatever it is, or, you know, if something doesn't turn out exactly as you planned or what you thought it would be, that you can come back to yourself and be like, okay, well, fuck, like that happened, but how are we, like, what's next? How are we going to do this? And I think that's one thing for me that I'm so proud of within myself, that I have been able to do that, because I think there's been like so many pivotal points within my life now that I look at and other people are like, what the actual fuck is going on with your life? And I'm just like, I don't really know, but like, we're just rolling with it. We keep moving on. And I think that's another thing, that when you have kids as well, like you just take it day by day. You pick up, you move on, you go on to the next thing, and you roll with life. And yeah, you just gotta back yourself. And I think if you can do that, you will be more equipped to take those big choices or ideas that you want to jump into. So yeah, that is the first one of getting to know yourself really deeply on a foundational and core kind of level, and being able to strip back what we maybe essentially thought that was beforehand. And so then we're going to go into the second one, which is that if you are living a life that feels really intentional, you're building confidence and trust within yourself, you're going to end up pissing off a lot of people, and you're going to have to learn to be okay with that, and that the things within your life will probably change in terms of relationships, partners, people, family, friendships, or whatever it is. And I'm not saying that you need to go out and flick people out straight away, but it's more so the fact that when you're growing and moving through life in a space and not feeling complacent and wanting to better yourself or get to know yourself more, it's going to annoy a lot of people, because a lot of people are stuck in this phase of like autopilot and not willing to take a look at themselves on a deeper level. Because, you know, it either can be really confronting for them or scary, or it's just not a part of their path or anything like that. So, and I think that's really hard. If you are maybe a particular person who really goes into people pleasing, honey, this is where all the fun begins, because I'm still working really hard to to work at a people pleasing like response to so many things, and it's so hard. But I think it then again comes back to that trusting within yourself. So yeah, get used to pissing people off, and that people pleasing wound or thing that's within you is gonna, like, it's gonna feel yuck and it's gonna feel uncomfortable and sticky, and you're gonna be like, oh my god, but it's gonna benefit you, and you're gonna know that, like, I think in having a journey of growth as well, or just wanting to like live your life more intentionally, the thing is, when you're moving, when you're growing within things, you're gonna have other connections that will come in and probably meet you where you're at. Versus, like, you're going to have connections sometimes who are going to be on a different energetic level or vibrational level. And they, you know, you might not, you might, like, you know, when you've caught up with a friend and say, like, 6 months ago, a year ago, 2 years ago, you might have been like, fucking bam, like, this is it. Like, this is what we talk about. This is our life, blah, blah, blah. But then your life shifts, different things happen, different things changes. And, like, you're not feeling, you don't, you catch up and you don't feel into that pool as much of like, oh my God, like, I feel so amazing after seeing them. And when we become really intentional, aware of that, then we are able to, you know, set more boundaries or look after our energy, which is going to come into the third little section. But yeah, it will, like, I think evolving relationships or friendships or anything like that is going to be a part of life, and people coming in and out of our lives is just a part of this human experience that we're all having. Like, I would hope for myself, like, that, you know, in 5-6 years time, like, there's deep connections that I want to have there, because I want to have grown with them and to experience and share our life together. But then I know that in 5 years time, who knows, like, you know, I know that there's going to be other people within my life then that are going to feel really pivotal or, like, just really powerful in the way of that I might be at a different point within my life, and they might serve a purpose within that. And I think some people come into our lives obviously to serve lessons, and some people come into our lives to certain seasons, and I'm totally fucking that up. I don't know what the wording is, but you know what I'm talking about, hopefully. But, like, yeah, you're going to have people come into your life and you're going to be able to learn particular or certain things from them. And it's fine, like, to grieve those relationships as well, and maybe, you know, look at it from a perspective of going, okay, well, I really enjoyed this time that I did have with this person. I've learned so much from this. It was a beautiful blessing, and, like, I hold so much gratitude for being in that moment, in that present time with them. But things shift, and it's not a matter of, like, people hating you, and that comes back into that people-pleasing thing. It's not a matter of people hating you, or it might be they might be triggered by you or anything particular like that. But if you can hold gratitude for the relationship in that moment of when it felt really beautiful, that's also a really beautiful thing as well, because you can take and look at it as an experience of going, wow, how lucky was I to have this experience? But also then as well going, okay, well, what did I learn from that? Or what were the particular themes or things in our friendship or relationship or anything like that that were, you know, pivotal or interesting or changed my perspective on things? And so, yeah, going back, I diverge, if you can't tell already. But, yeah, not everyone is going to love you, and you will end up pissing people off who are triggered by you. When people get triggered by these things, a lot of the time it's because it's unhealed things within them that they don't actually want to take a look at within themselves. And, you know, this is not to say that you are up on a pedestal or that they are or whatever. Everyone's at the same playing level field. It's just that we're all in different stages of our growth and our journey. And that, yeah, like, I think we can still do it with love and compassion for people, where we can be like, cool, we might not be on the same page right now, but being able to have an open mind, to be open to knowing that there are different opinions and perspectives in life, and no one's really fucking wrong or right anyways. We can come from a place of just being like, cool, this is my view, this is your view, whether we fit together in life right now, or, like, whether we are on a friendship level or whatever it is, or, like, if you're not feeling that pull again, it's fine to allow yourself to really tap into that and feel whether they're adding value to your life or not. I think another thing with this particular point as well with pissing people off is that, like, it's really hard, I think, when it's the people closest to you. And I think they come obviously from a place of, like, being like, oh, but, like, you know, I liked you better this way, or they notice you changing, or there's particular things that they're like, oh, you know, like, but is that something on you that you want to do? Or putting, like, certain maybe even limiting beliefs or limiting ideas of their own into your place. And I think people can come definitely from a place of wanting to, what's the word, look after you? Oh, like, yeah, being like, you know, obviously being concerned for you, or like wanting to protect you, but then also they can do more harm than good in that sometimes, because, you know, it's your own journey, you can make your own mistakes. And for me, I know I've always been really fucking stubborn. Like, I think about so many times, like, when people have told me things, whether they've been in my family or friends or whatever, and I'm just like, yeah, no, but I want to experience it for myself. I'm very much a person that's like that. And I think if you can make your own mistakes and be willing to, like, take the initiative to go, okay, well, I fucked up there, or I've learned this or that, like, either way, then at least you are able to learn that for yourself. But yeah, and another thing is as well, if it's people that are closer to you, it's going to make them really uncomfortable to see you if you're in a state of growing sometimes as well, maybe, because then it essentially means that they feel like they're, like, stagnant, or that they kind of have to, like, step it up a bit or grow as well. I mean, think about in regards to, say, like, the top five people that you hang around, you know, if there's four people who are, say, all drinking and smoking or something like that, then the chances are that fifth person is going to feel inclined to do the same thing. If you have four or five friends or people who are really valuing their health and putting time and effort into that, and their, you know, their fitness and what they put into their bodies, and that's the conversations that are kind of had around within that circle, you know, that fifth person is going to come into a place of wanting to be like, cool, fuck, like, it's just a natural part of us as human beings to conform to those ways of being. And so, yeah, this might end up triggering a lot of people sometimes within your life if they're not willing to actually, like, make the move and grow. It might trigger the fuck out of them, which is fine, because I think you can still hold love and compassion for people and know that they're at different stages and that they might not ever grow. And that's something I've had to learn. And oh yeah, it's been a journey with that one. But you have to accept that sometimes other people are not willing to change, and that is fine. That's a part of their walk within life. And that, yeah, I think if, I got my ADHD setting in. I just saw some lady that was walking past my window, and now my side track is gone. Yeah, I think if you can come into the place of knowing that your growth and your path is, like, your responsibility, and taking back your power in that, and knowing I can take that from you, and knowing that if you're doing the best that you can and working on yourself, then, like, what happens around you is basically, like, I think, just up to consequence, in the way of that it will just unfold as it needs to. And so then I'm going to get on to the third point, which is looking after your energy and setting boundaries. So setting boundaries. This has also been a really massive thing for me, because I did not know how to set boundaries, because I guess I was brought up in that fawning response, people pleasing kind of vibe. And, you know, we weren't able to have our own kind of, like, authentic say. So setting boundaries and actually knowing what my boundaries are, what my needs are, what my wants are, is, like, whoo, that's another can of, like, worms to open for yourself. But I think it's really important to have standards, knowing what those standards are for yourself as well. Because if you have standards and you, like, put yourself at the level where you're, like, this is how you will basically essentially like how you can show up in my life, and these are my standards for the quality of life that I want to live and what I want. And if you don't meet them, or you continually choose to overstep them, like, there will be consequences. And I think, yeah, when you're looking after your energy, and that for some people might seem like, what do you mean by that? But if you look at yourself in terms of, say, like, okay, I want you to think about yourself in regards to, let's just go with the cup analogy. So if you're putting into your cup and you're doing things that are making you feel really good, and you're catching up with friends, or you're in a relationship, and all these things are adding in, and you're taking the time to check it and be like, okay, do I need to top it up a bit, or should we, you know, like, where are we at with everything? Do I have overflow? Am I giving myself enough time? If we're able to, like, look at that and check in with ourselves constantly and analyze where we're at with everything, we can live a life that's more intentional as well, be more aware to how we're actually feeling and our emotions and feelings. And I think it's so important, like, coming back and checking in with ourselves, and, like, knowing that, like, it's really easy for me personally, I think, to sometimes drop into a space of where I am so in my head and so, like, focused on outcomes and, like, being like, oh, like, they got to do this, that, like, what's going to happen, when, like, I'm not actually taking the time to, like, be, drop into my body. Like, things for me that, like, really do that and connect me back to myself is, like, doing meditation and I just had another thought interject. I'm so sorry for that, if that made a weird sound. Dancing, like, being in my body, going to the gym, exercising, all those things that, like, really help you connect back in and feel back into your body. Because if you're, like, literally just disconnected off in your head, like, and not grounded within yourself, and this comes back into, like, energy, Reiki, like, all these things as well, which is why I love the aspect of, like, working with energy and being able to look into all of it and know where you're at. I think looking after your energy. So, like, write down a list of particular things that make you feel like they give you energy. Write down a list of things that take away from your energy. So, you know, even if there's particular interactions that you have within your life that you say you might catch up with a friend, like I was saying before, you might catch up with a friend and, you know, the vibe of when you catch up after it is like you kind of just like feel like you don't have as much to talk about nowadays, or you're not really quite on the same path or less wavelength at the moment, and you kind of feel slightly drained after it, versus a friend that you catch up with and you feel so fucking like inspired and amazing, and you just feel like they've been able to hear you, or you've been able to hear them and really, like, have, I think, that, what's the word? Not contractual. Just, like, more of a relationship where, like, you both have that give and take and, like, are able to hold the space for each other on an equal level, or, like, playing to that each time and knowing that you're both there for each other versus, like, it being more one-sided or anything like that. And also looking into as well, like, within your life, like, are there people around you, like, do you know their boundaries? Do you know what, like, what are the people around you like in regards to their boundaries, and how do you feel about, like, their boundaries and what they do with them and their consequences, how they respond and react to them? And that might kind of end up giving you different insight as well into if you're a person that hasn't always felt comfortable with setting boundaries and having these standards, then yeah, like, it's really good to lead into them and knowing where you are with everything. I think in terms of this one as well, like, setting your expectations for how people show up in your life sometimes is so important. And then it also, then this also comes back into that again, building the confidence, trust within yourself, knowing yourself deeply enough to come back and be like, well, you know what, this has happened, but, like, we still have the capability and the resources and the resilience within ourselves to be like, you did this X, Y, Z. I know that I can still end up coming back from it even if it's going to take me time to like really feel and heal into it, I know that at the end of the day, I have myself, or I have my back enough to do so. Or I have, you know, the supports around that I need to. So they're kind of like my top three things in terms of, I think, being able to live an intentional life and building that confidence and self-trust within yourself. So I hope this has helped you. But in terms of your actionable tips for this episode, I want you to write down on a piece of paper and put one side energy givers, energy takers. Write down what makes you feel really alive and what gives you energy and what makes you feel really good. On the other side, I want you to write energy takers, or what detracts from you, and write those things down. So it might be like eating like food that you're just like, oh, like, fuck, I feel so crap after it, or anything like that. And being really intentional about how you want to work to the other side of that. So it might be, it's kind of like a pros and cons, I guess, in a way, but figuring out what works best for you in terms of getting to know yourself deeply. If you want to end up going and jumping on to download the free ebook that I have, you can jump onto that. That's got some really awesome questions in there just to get started into, the world of all this. And then, in terms of like people pleasing and kind of the first point that we had as well, I think, look, just be curious into where, like, are you a people pleaser? Where does this show up? How does it show up within your life? I'm going to leave it at that. If you are someone who is wanting to go deeper into these things, have a bit of a sounding board or someone to go, okay, cool, this might be, or that, or someone to work with to be able to really propel you forward, I have one-to-one coaching spots still available for this month. We can have a bit of a chat about it if you DM me. There is a few particular, like there's once off, or otherwise there is a 3-month option as well. So you can kind of feel into what feels best for you, and then we can go from there. I am super, super excited to get this out and into your ears, and I hope you are all having a beautiful day. And let me know if anything has really resonated with you in this. If you can leave a review or even send me through a message about what you thought, I would absolutely love that. I got a message the other day that was just the most beautiful, heartfelt, like it was such a simple message, but I was just like, fuck, like, oh, it made me feel so good. Just to, you know, be able to be in a space where you're doing things and I guess people see you, and knowing that the whole aim and intention of this is to inspire and lift people up and be able to get them onto their own journey of whatever that looks like for them. Knowing that you can kind of bring that to people and that awareness and helping them change their mindset, I think is so magical. So I just wanted to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. I hope you have a beautiful day, and I will be back in your ears again soon, probably with another podcast episode. Bye.